An expert on white-collar crime says the entertainment industry's efforts to label illegal downloading as theft are becoming something of a joke. Professor Stuart Green from Rutgers University Law School in the US says young people in particular just don't see illegal downloads as being wrong in the same way as stealing physical items. He says they've got a point because illegal downloading is more similar to the crime of trespass than it is to theft. Professor Green's in Australia for a series of talks. He spoke to our business reporter Michael Yander.
What theft has always meant until very recently is that the person who steals deprives the owner of property of the property. So we can think of it as a zero-sum game. What the thief gains, the owner loses. But with many forms of intangible property, that's not really true. If I put something up on my website and charge for it, and you manage to find a way around my paywall and download my property without paying me for it, you haven't really deprived me of the property. I still have it. Now, you might say, well, you've deprived me of the fee that I might have paid to have the property, but that assumes that you would have been willing to pay that fee in order to have the property.
So what would be a better approach to dealing with illegal downloading or other intellectual property appropriation?
Rather than talking about theft or stealing, we can talk about trespass, we can talk about infringement, we can talk about misappropriation or unauthorized use. Now, those are terms, you might say, so, you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that for many years, the music and movie industries and Congress, Parliament, and prosecutors have really tried to get the general public to think about this as a problem of theft. I mean, they've tried to use the moral weight of theft, and yet most people really do distinguish between taking tangible property and taking intangible property. So people who would never walk into a bookstore or CD store and steal something off the shelf are much less reluctant to illegally download something from the internet.
From the industry's perspective, something like trespass would seem a lot weaker than the concept of theft, which does have very strong moral connotations.
To say that there was a trespass is traditionally understood to mean that there was a temporary use of someone's property without permission. If someone trespasses on your property, it means that they've come uninvited, but they haven't deprived you of use. They haven't deprived you of the basic possession of the property. But to say that someone stole something is to say something much more serious. It's probably the single most substantial form of property crime that we have. And that's exactly what the music and movie industries in the United States would like to happen. They want people to think that illegal downloading is just as bad and should be punished just as severely. But, you know, I think we really need to rethink that because people seem to be resisting it. And unless the criminal law ultimately is consistent with people's norms and the way people think about it, then it has the effect of sort of undermining the effectiveness and the legitimacy of the law if people really don't take the law seriously.
Do you think we've got a generation that don't take those copyright laws seriously?
I think young people, I know because I have three of them in my house, have different attitudes about how to deal with intellectual property. They're sort of used to the idea that these goods are there for the taking. So, of course, that's the audience that the music and movie industries would like to convince, but they seem to be resistant.
Rutgers University law professor Stuart Green with Michael Yander.